fantastic. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm glad I came to church today. And this is your first time in a church like ours. It's great that you came. Thanks for taking the courage to come. Love having guests in our house. And maybe afterwards we, you know, have a little spa together or something. I don't know. But, yeah. No, not really. That was a joke. A bad one, but hey. All right. Oh, dear. It's just I can see it. The doors are open. Anyway. I want to start a series this morning, and I'll just open it today. I want you to say it aloud with me when we do this title. Obstacles are meant to be overcome. You ready? Obstacles are meant to be overcome. Now turn to your neighbour and say, obstacles are meant to be overcome. So I'm using Numbers 13, and I've great that we've got the PowerPoints here. Numbers 13, 1 to 2 in the New Living Translation says this: the Lord now said to Moses. There's something about now. The Lord said, now. Now. Send men to explore the land of Canaan, the land I am giving to Israel. Explore the land of Canaan, the land I am giving to Israel. I am of the opinion that the Lord's desire is to give us a lot of things that are beyond our reach. I said, I am of the opinion that the Lord wants to give us a lot of things, I can see you now, that are beyond our reach. A lot of things that we think that we cannot achieve, but through faith, it's incredibly possible. And so my first point this morning is that we are to explore to overcome. Perhaps if I could have a service manager just close the doors while we do this for 15 minutes or so, that'd be great. Explore to overcome. Explore to overcome. And so these men were sent to explore the land. And whenever you want to progress an area of your life, it's great to explore the options that you have available to you. It's only when you actually stop or you don't do anything. I'm getting to that. I haven't quite got to that PowerPoint quite yet, but thanks for being on the ball. You know, even though God said to Moses, I am giving this land to Israel, it was up to the people to make that word from the Lord a reality. And so when Andrew and I decided we were going to move to Fremantle, which is close to 20 years ago now, it probably was 20 years ago in fact, a real estate agent just started showing us around. And we came from north of the river. And 20 years ago, north of the river to the south of the river, and still is, I guess, to some degree, but it was even more so, our house was pretty cheap. And the houses we were looking at down in this area were at least three times the price. They were the houses that Jack built, and it was like, what are we going to do? It was actually quite a difficult decision. Andrea, I'm sure, remembers that, you know, some of the places we went into were like so old, and you know, this area down here is a lot older than where we lived north of the river, and we were presented with this challenge, but we just knew that God had put in our hearts to do something in this area for Him. And so we had a decision to make. Were we going to allow the obstacles to get in our way, or were we going to just keep going in what we knew the Lord wanted us to do? And so I want us to consider this morning, that there are things that God has us to do. That there are obstacles in the way and there are things that come out of left field, but it doesn't mean that God's still not going to use those situations to show His glory. And I believe that God wants to show His glory in your life. Is anyone with me today? God wants to show His glory. And so come back to that story. If we will make progress and keep believing, keep stepping into what is on God's heart for us to do, opportunities will reveal themselves. Send men to explore the land of Canaan, the land I am giving to Israel. And after exploring the land for 40 days, the men returned. And the men agreed it was a magnificent land. Who thinks Australia is pretty good land? Anyone else? Who thinks Australia is pretty good land? Come on. I know, when I go to Liberia, I always say, this is a great land. Because it is a great land. You know, Lord's given us great land. It's just what the people have done. And so the men agreed it was a land flowing with milk and honey. The men were impressed with its produce. And then they said, but, turn to your neighbor and say, never say but. But we can't live there. It's a great land. It's a magnificent land. But the people said after they'd been there, apart from two, we can't live there. That's pretty direct. Now, we can put that PowerPoint back up. That'd be fantastic. Negativity is the enemy of the creative power of God. Turn to your neighbor and say, don't be negative. If God has placed a desire in your heart, if you want to do something that's slightly out of reach, and there's this inkling inside of you that perhaps it's the Holy Spirit, it will be. You had a word from him, as is the case in this verse. They've already had a word from God, I am giving you this land. And so whether it's to do something for him, whether to believe for something you don't have, maybe even own something that's out of reach right now in your life. Who believes God wants to bless us? Come on. There's people here that are going to receive houses in the next couple of years that don't have houses right now. You're renting. You see, God is bigger than your current circumstance. And if we put God into the picture and we bring our first fruits into the house of God, it's an opportunity for God to do the miraculous in your life. And so it will be your attitude toward that thing that will bring that thing to you or keep it from you. In the Message Bible, in Numbers 13:28, it says this, but the only thing is the people are fierce, the cities are huge and well fortified. Worst yet, we saw the descendants of the giant Anak there. So there's these massive people, 9 foot tall, walking around. What was the purpose for sending the leaders into Canaan? Anybody? What was the purpose for sending the leaders into Canaan? To spy out the land for what purpose? Because the Lord was what? Giving the people the land. Who knows that there's a step between actually taking the land and actually sit down for a second. Sit down. Thanks, Shane. Sorry. You know, there's a step between before you, like, I'm giving you the land. You can just sit there. Or you can say, you know what? I'm getting into the promises of God and I'm going to take God's hand and I'm going to do this together. You have to make a decision. Yeah, Father, bless this man in Jesus' name. Thanks, Shane. You know, too much time is spent procrastinating. What was the purpose for sending the leaders into Canaan? To progress Israel's future. What's the purpose? What's the purpose of having Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ, in our life? To progress our future. To progress our future. Turn to your neighbor and say, in Christ, your progress is going to be great. See, Caleb, now Caleb's a mighty man. He wasn't going to stand in the camp and go, oh no, it's too hard. Oh no, yes, I know there's giants. Yes, he could see the reality, but he wasn't going to confess it. He said, let's go up and take the land now. We can do it. Who'd like a couple of men like that in their world? Some of you, I don't know, it's got to be quiet. We can do this. We can take this land. If the Lord's spoken it, we can do it. And so Caleb was applying the word of God to their situation. And he was following his leaders, Moses, who had led them successfully to this point in time. And everything they were called to do, humanly speaking, was beyond their ability. Can I say today, that's the Christian life. Everything we do today is beyond our human ability. It's in Christ that we're able to achieve it. And so, our greatest memories are built when we trust God and not the situation before us. You would have seen on the screens that we're going to launch a service, C3 Wellard. We're going to have one church, two locations next year. That's pretty cool. Humanly speaking, it looks like it may be beyond our ability. And this is when you can say, but God. But God. And the Israelite leaders didn't like Caleb's advice. I'm sure some of you probably don't like my advice either, but that's okay. You know, we can't go up against them, they said. And they are stronger than we are, they kept saying. I want to give you the definition of negative today. But I don't want to do this just to be dull and boring, but just so that we've got it in our heads. Not desirable or optimistic. Defeatist. Gloomy. Cynical. Bleak. Fatalistic. Obstructive. Dismissive. Anti and uncooperative. See, there's a cost to negativity. And I've got some stats here from the Gallup organization, which has recently surveyed the US. Negativity costs the United States economy between $250 to $300 billion every year in lost productivity. 90% of doctor's visits are stress-related. Turn your neighbor and say, that's not me. The poor doctors. Anyone a doctor here? We're praying for you. The negativity you must encounter every day. I was going to say almost like a pastor's job, but anyway. The number one cause of office stress is co-workers and their complaining. Negative employees can scare off every customer they speak with for good. Who's ever had that experience? Yeah. Negativity affects morale, performance, and productivity of our teams. One negative person can create a miserable environment for everybody else. And the statement the 10 were making against Caleb and Joshua was exactly the point of going to explore the land. The stronger the giants, the greater the victory. To God be the glory. I said, the stronger the giants, the greater the victory. Oh yeah, come on. To God be the glory. Israel had come out from Egypt. They weren't adverse to what God could do in their lives. This is how subtle negativity can get into our world. The Red Sea. Who would have thought that after the Red Sea that they just would have followed Christ like lambs? Seriously. The waters open up. They seem like they're going to be totally trapped by the whole Egyptian army, but they walk through. That's how it is going to be with our baptism in 10 minutes or so. The people are going to walk through into life. Life abundantly. The bitter water came clean. They had nothing to drink. They complained to Moses. I'm going to talk about complaining another week. We all need to come to that message because we all complain. Yes? Am I the only one that complains? I don't think so. Meat from heaven. You know, birds. Well, that's more like helicopters, but anyway. They come. Water from a rock. How do you do that? To God be the glory. Cloud by night? No. Cloud by day. Fire by night. To God be the glory. Caleb was shot down in flames for his positivity. The thing they needed most was restored faith in God Almighty. We are unable to create our future from a negative disposition. God's desire is that we explore to overcome. Explore to. And what was it the people wanted to do in this time when they were just looking with their natural eyes without faith in the Lord? They wanted to basically kill the leader and appoint a new one and head back to Egypt. Why would they want to go back to Egypt? I don't know. But that's the way we are, fickle people. We need Christ in our life. And carnal-minded men allow themselves to be overtaken by the challenges ahead of them. And so you've seen the scripture, Romans 8:6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to spiritually minded is life and peace. I know which one I prefer. And it's vitally important to be around people in your world who are going to help you progress and support you through life. Negative people can't help you through life. Positive people can help you through life. Faith-filled people can help you through life. I'd like to be with people that are surrounded and around me. I know Andrew and I, we love people around us that are actually going to support the things that we believe God's going to do for us and our future. And we absolutely love it when people progress in their lives, whether it be through a house, whether it be through a birthday, whether it be whatever the case is. It's a joy to see people getting blessed by their Lord and Savior. Numbers 13:32, and they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, the land through which we have gone as spies is a land, listen to this, that devours its inhabitants. And all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature. See, negativity is such great, dangerous ground. Devours the people. Seems to me to be the kind of the most negative phrase someone could make. And through their own confession, they were devouring their future. Be careful what you say. And if you read the first few verses in Numbers 14, the people are close to suicide. They're totally depressed. There's grown men, strong men, like Robert over here, and they're crying all night long. Not that Robert's crying all night long, but they're weeping, thinking that the world's come to an end. They all complained to Moses and Aaron. I'm going to give you some statistics. Again, negative emotions are associated with the following: decreased lifespan and longevity, increased risk of heart attack, increased risk of stroke, greater stress, less energy, more pain, fewer friends, less success. Even after all this negativity, Joshua and Caleb led with courage and confidence. If the Lord delights in us, they said, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. You know, it's great to have the Lord delighting in us. I said it's great to have the Lord delighting in us. if you're negative all the time, it's going to be a little bit difficult for God to actually bring a blessing into your life, because he needs to connect with faith. He wants you to actually express that, you know what? Yes, you can be honest. It looks hard, but I'm trusting in my God. I'm not saying that we're not being real. There are obstacles in our world, but with Christ, I'm better off than without him. My God is faithful. My God will get us through. My God will take us over. And I need to finish real soon. And so I was saying, I'll ask the band to come up. You know, I was saying, you know, Andrew and I, and I'm going to probably finish the story next week, but let me give you part two. We must have looked for a good 6 months for a place to live. And Andrew and I really had on our hearts when we moved down to Fremantle that he wanted us to live in the city of Fremantle, the city of. All the suburbs surrounding, anywhere. But there just didn't seem to be an opportunity. And then one day out of the blue, get this telephone call from the same real estate agent. And he says, Nigel, I want you to come and have a look at this block of land. And it wasn't really what I was looking for. We're looking for kind of like a house to live in. And anyway, I said, okay. And so Andrew and I rock up to this block of land. And it's a really odd shape. It's this L shape, and I could see why nobody had bought it. But then, you know, I thought, well, Lord, what are you doing? And, you know, we obviously sat on it, and there was these two big, massive trees on it, and they were going to cost a lot of money to get down. And, you know, we ended up getting that block for half what its price was, because God knew that he wanted to give us the desires of our heart, but God had already put it in our heart that we were going to live in the city of Fremantle. There are things in our life that we think we cannot overcome, or it seems impossible, but God's got a way to make things possible. And so I want to ask us today, why don't we just bow our heads for a moment? I want to ask you today, how's your confession? Is it for God or is it against him? See, God finds it difficult. He can do it. He's God. But he finds it more difficult if we have a negative disposition. When there's no way, it's an opportunity for God to move in your life. And can we this morning, can we stand to our feet? And can we sing a song this morning? We got one picked out, I'm sure. And let's have it as a declaration that we are going to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ today. And as we're singing this song, if the baptism, yeah, the baptizees can go, that'd be fantastic. And let's lift our voices and let's give God the praise that he deserves, and let's walk out of here. And some of those things that are affecting us right now, some of those things, I don't know about you, but I've got worries on my mind. I'm not saying that I don't worry. But let's allow God into that circumstance and into that situation, and let's rise up and be Calebs rather than men that never see their inheritance come to pass.